Hi, my beautiful friend. Hello. Here's a little tiny bit of music to start us off. It's called Be Gentle With Me.
Staring up into the solar system.
I don't really know what words are coming up, to be honest with you.
All the stars are fixed up in the
I just like the title, Be Gentle With Me.
I just want to sparkle for a moment.
Oh, I love that. I'm going to pause it. I'll play a little bit more in a minute, but I haven't listened to this song for so many years, but it's a group called The Boy Least Likely To. And what I love is that I was drawn to the title, Be Gentle With Me. I wasn't sure what I wanted to talk to you about this week, really. But when I just started playing it, I don't know if you heard the lyrics, but he said something to the effect of like, I just want to sparkle for a moment. And it immediately, of course, took me to pinpricks of light and to sparkles. And that actually seems like a wonderful place to start our conversation this week, especially because the reason I was drawn to Be Gentle With Me is, if you've been following along the last few weeks, I've been going through a really difficult emotional time. And one of the things that has been so healing for me, actually two things. One is what I've been talking to you about, which is asking for help. And if you haven't listened in the last week, I just want to say this again. There is really nothing more important we can do for ourselves when we're going through difficult things than to reach out to at least some trusted person in our life. You know, just one person that we can just fully be ourselves with. We can express what's going on. We can let the emotions pass through us. I'm not going to go into the whole thing again, but again, if there's new people here today, just to say that I have spent a lot of my life, when I'm going through hard times, putting up something I called Cardboard Sherry, who, you know, she kind of looks and sounds almost exactly like me, and a lot of times people don't know, but that she's actually not real in some ways, and there might be a lot of things going on behind her that I haven't talked about or revealed. And I've been really practicing what it's like to not do that. And I can tell you, it has been just life-saving in so many ways. And this is a good time to thank those of you who have reached out. I've been in contact with a lot of you. And I just love, you know, I love hearing about your own journeys. I love your little notes of support and emojis. And it makes such a difference. And it is related to the second point I want to make, which is related to what the singer just said, which is like, you know, I just want to feel a sparkle for a moment, which is I have really been practicing what I preach. I have been really practicing, as I do all of my life, but especially when times are hard, to find those moments of relief. And those are those pinpricks of light. When I went through that most terrible, deep, dark depression and anxiety 30 years ago, and it was like an iron wall closing in on me, literally thinking I was going to be suffocated and crushed by that. And I had a moment in a meditation where I love this. I just could feel it again. You know, I took an in-breath. And in that in-breath, I didn't want to kill myself. And every time I return to that moment, to that feeling, to that pinprick of light in the iron wall, it changes everything. Because when we understand that what we're feeling is not past, present, future, what we're feeling is not a solid iron wall, what we're feeling is something that is going to change. And if we pay attention, it can change in a second. Boom, you know, and it might come back. You know, it often does. Certainly for me, when I'm going through a really hard time, It's not, you know, nothing's constant. And that's the point of practicing living into these tiny moments, because it's possible, right? Like for me, and I, you know, you guys can tell me whether this is true for you or not. For me, when I think long-term, it is, you know, frightening. Sometimes like what we're going through is so scary because we think I'll never make it. You know, I'll never make it. It's like, I've never been a smoker. I've never had to give up cigarettes, but it's what I imagine giving up cigarettes must be like, you know, because it's such an addiction, I guess any addiction, but I'm just using that as an example that it's like, if we think, how am I not going to ever have another cigarette in the rest of my life? That's overwhelming. But if we think in this one moment, what can I do so that I don't smoke a cigarette? You know, what can I turn my attention to? You know, can I get myself a wonderful juicy apple and sit in the yard and listen to the birds and really feel my body and just like breathe through the anxiety, then maybe, you know, it seems possible. And that's what the practice of pinpricks of light or sparkles, I use them interchangeably. It's that. It's when I'm feeling overwhelmed with grief, sorrow, disappointment, fear, anger, whatever it is that we human beings feel, to let those feelings, you know, let those feelings come through us, let them move through us. And also as a way of reminding ourselves that they're not going to take us down. They're not going to kill us. We can just take a peek around us and find one thing that's like a little spark, a little pinprick of light, a little something that is like, it talks to us. My Zen teacher offered a practice this past week that I love and I've been doing a lot, which is that you ask a tree, you know, do you love me? And you can also, there's a variation where you can start by saying, I love you, do you love me? And it is amazing that one few little moments of being in the presence of a tree. I'm doing it actually right now as I'm talking to you. There's a beautiful, darn, I forget what it's called, but we have this like, it's kind of like a green, but it's got purpley tinged leaves. I love the colors. It's like a gentle tree. It's like it feels like a dancing cloud. And the reason I say dancing is because while I was saying that to you, you know, ask a tree, hey, I love you, do you love me? I looked out and it's like this tree is waving to me. And it's like it's saying, yes, yes, yes. And my teacher said earlier this week, the reason this practice is so effective is because when we are standing in the presence of a tree, and it could be anything out in nature, of course, but that a tree doesn't have an ego, right? A tree doesn't have judgment. A tree is simply alive and, you know, lived by life. And we can project that tree just feels unconditional love for us. At least that's what I feel. You know, try it yourself, because it's also, I think, pretty darn hard not to feel unconditional love for a tree. Or you could do it with a flower. Sometimes I do it with a flower. Or you know, like with my cats. You know, it's really easy if you have a pet that you love to project that if you ask that animal, you know, am I lovable? Do you love me? And that the answer will be a resounding yes. And a lot of times when we're in some kind of strong emotion, you know, again, whether it's grief or anger, disappointment or fear, that simply being in the presence of love can calm our nervous systems, you know, and I don't know about you, but for me, that is like one of the biggest things that happens is I get into this like flight mode where my heart's beating fast, I'm like panicky, it's hard to focus. And we all know from that place, it's really hard to feel anything that's the least bit like positive about anything, you know. And so some of these things that I'm talking to you about, you know, I think it was that last week or the week before that we talked about a sparkle stroll, probably the week before, I think. And that's something that I will do for myself when I'm like deeply in whatever those feelings are, you know, and it's like, can't get a breath, can't calm down. The future just feels like it's just a mess, or it's scary, or, you know, what's going to happen? How am I going to handle this? What am I going to do? That I just take myself outside, even if it's 2 minutes walking around the yard or 5 minutes walking around the block, to focus my mind on the trees. I love you. Do you love me? Or to focus my mind on where is the beauty? Where are the sparkles? Where are the pinpricks of light? Because I swear to you, it's like these tiny resting places are super important. You know, they're like a pit stop for, you know, a race car that is just like zooming, 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 zooming. And I've heard, I think it's Brendan, my mentor and boss, who says, you know, it's not like the race car stops because it has to have a pit stop at the moment. It's not breaking down, but that without it, everything might just break down because it needs that little bit of care and rest and refueling. And we're like that, right? Like if we're in this constant like flight mode or panic mode or fear mode or grief mode, we need to have some moments of calm. I did facilitated a panel for Mango, the publishing house that published Say It Now. This week, it was beautiful serendipity that the topic was dealing with grief of all kinds. And, oh, I'll put a note to myself to post the link to the replay. One of the big things that we talked about, one of the authors who wrote about grief, was the extreme need for self-care when we're going through hard times. It can be the first thing we forget to do, but it's the first thing we really need to do for ourselves. And to me, part of that self-care is the practice of looking for tiny moments of relief, tiny moments of beauty, tiny moments of connection. You know, a big one for me, you guys know, you hear me say this all the time, it might be simply like sharing a moment with a joke with my son, because no matter how I'm feeling, how hard things are, he is just the light of my life. You know, he just makes me feel like, oh, okay, you know. And of course, you know, like there's a whole place of possibility and future positivity in the people we love, right? So turning to someone that we love in that way, and kind of, you know, kind of in the same way of standing in front of a tree, you're standing in front of someone you love and really absorbing the love, really focusing on the love. So I didn't know that's not what I was going to talk about, but you know, once again, I'm super grateful to you. I'm grateful you're here. If you weren't here on the other side, I would feel so alone. And it's one of my biggest hopes that none of us ever feel alone. You know, that no matter what we're going through, that we know, even if that person, like me and you, you know, we're not connected geographically, we may not have even ever met, but that our hearts are connected. Energetically, we're connected. And that's everything. It's everything not to be alone. And so here you are, right? As I said a million times since the start of pandemic, you know, we're all just walking each other home. That's a quote from Ram Dass, and I'm so grateful to him for that because it's so important. I love you. Oh, I'm so grateful to you. I'm so grateful. Oh, and let's play a little more of the song as I head out. But I'm so grateful to this song that it appeared, you know, life just gives us these little spiritual breadcrumbs, right? Like, I liked the Be Gentle With Me part because I wanted to remind myself and to remind you about self-care and to be really gentle and loving with ourselves. But then that sparkle part came up. Let's just play a tiny bit more. Sending you love. Until next week. Bye-bye.
Before I just fizzle out and die, I'm happy because I was stupid, scared of spiders, scared of flying. If I wasn't so happy, I wouldn't be so scared of dying. So just be gentle with me.
That. I don't know, again, if you can hear, but what they're saying is, you know, just be gentle with me and I'll be gentle with you. I'm not as strong as I was. And I think, you know, it's just a great place to end with, you know, we do take turns being strong for one another. We're strong with ourselves. We're strong with others. Sometimes we're flat on the ground and others are strong for us. You know, it's so important that we remember this message, you know, that came into me from this song that I just happened to glance at, you know. Be gentle with yourselves, be gentle with the people that you come across, be especially gentle, you know, with those people who feel like they're so difficult to love because maybe they're in a place of such pain that they're expressing it as anger or some other kind of emotion that's really hard to hold. But let's just remember, my Zen teacher always says, you know, it's hard to be human. Let's be as kind as we can. I love you. Thank you. Bye-bye.